Imagine a beautiful green hillside overlooking a lake. That's where Jesus and the disciples retreated for some prayer and time alone. In the passage, it said he came out and walking in those fields north of the Sea of Galilee, about 8 or 10 miles out of Capernaum. And I wondered if there was a little grove of trees or some bushes and shrubs where they gathered together out of sight from the world to have prayer time with God. But someone had followed them, and the word got out that Jesus was there. And people came from all of the surrounding villages just to be in his presence, just to be near him, hoping that maybe they could come to Jesus and be healed of whatever physical ailment they had. Wherever they were secluded, we're told that Jesus came out and had compassion upon them. And so he began healing the sick. And I imagine as he went about that business of healing, he talked to the people. And he explained the wonderful things of God to those who were seeking new life and hope. And the day went on, and the healing went on, and the teaching went on, and the preaching went on. And it was getting near nightfall, and the disciples became quite disturbed. And they came up to him and they said, "Lord, what are we going to do with all of these people? It's getting late in the day. We're miles and miles away from any village. No one really came prepared for this. What are we going to do? Let's send them away that they can get something to eat." And Jesus said, "You take care of it." Now imagine how they must have felt. Scripture said there were 5,000 men, not counting women and children. Let's just say there's 3 to a family, 15,000 people gathered together on that hillside to draw close to Jesus. People who had been there all day, and they didn't care about the sun, they didn't care about the heat, because they were seeking Jesus. And now Jesus tells the 12, "You take care of it." Imagine what that must have felt like. Imagine how overwhelming that must have been. How can we possibly take care of this crowd and feed them? And they came back to Jesus and said, "Well, we only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. What do you expect of us, God?" How many times do we do that in our relationship with the Lord? I don't mean that we're faced with a crowd of 15,000 people and have to whip up something to eat for them. How many times does a challenge come into our life and Jesus really tells us, "Take care of it"? And our response is, "Well, I'm only human. I only have so many resources. I only have these few meager talents." You know, a lot of times we use the word "only." We're making an excuse. That's what the disciples were doing. "We only have 5 loaves and 2 fish. What do you expect of us?" Jesus said, "Bring it to me. Bring it right here." He stretched out his hands. And he blessed that little bit that was there. Another gospel tells us it was a little boy's lunch. And then they fed the crowd. Now, I know some people say, well, that must have been one of those myths, one of those stories that developed about Jesus. That couldn't happen. But you know, in my life, I believe it happened. I want to believe it happened. I need to believe that it literally happened. Because so many times I feel that I have so little to give to the Lord. But He takes the little that I have and blesses it and multiplies it, hopefully so it's a blessing to other people. We've got to stop making excuses about what we don't have in our lives and what we don't think we're equipped to do, and bring all that we have and all that we are to Jesus and let Him bless it and work miracles. Or do you think that's just something that happened a long time ago? Or do you even doubt whether it happened in the first place? We need to believe in that today, especially the kind of world we live in. You know, apparently, I didn't ask anybody how often you had communion, but, you know, somebody was talking just before service, says, boy, it seems like we have communion a lot. And we're having it about once a month, not always on the same time. But you see, Holy Communion is a special blessing to our lives and the life of the church. Jesus promises in the sharing of the cup and the breaking of the bread, He will draw near to us and be real to us in a way that's more powerful than any other way He can be real to us except in our baptism. Somehow, a miracle happens every time we take communion. If we walk down this aisle in faith and take that bread and dip it in the cup and take it into us with faith that Jesus be real and alive and vital in us, His promise is that He will. When we come against the challenges of life and say, I'm only human, I only have so much to give of myself, of my resources, God says, bring it to me and I'll bless it and I'll do amazing things. Just bring it to me first. Because I'm in the business of doing miracles. I'm in the business of changing things. I'm in the business of transforming life. There's a story dating back to the days following World War II. Some of our veterans may have been in Europe. There's a little village in France in the wine country that had been devastated by the war and the German occupation. And after the war, they realized that their 70-year-old priest had been with them since the age of 19. And he was there for them through that horrible war. And his birthday was coming up. Gee, that ought to have reminded me. I mean, if this is what's getting senile, it's like, man, I'm in trouble. But they wanted to do something special for him. And they got together and they talked about it. They talked about how wonderful he had been to them. And then they started saying, well, we only have the little bit that we were able to hide from the Germans. How are we going to do something special for our priest, Father John? Well, it was wine country. And you know, in the French tradition, you had to have wine with your meals. And if there was anything they were going to hide from the Germans, it was some of their precious wine. And they had little storage places, little places dug out in the earth where they had stored wine to save it so the ravages of war wouldn't take everything. And they said, every family in this village has a wine cellar or a wine cache somewhere. What if the night before Father John's birthday, we all borrow one bottle of wine and we sneak down into the wine cellar and fill up that old empty wine barrel there? They said, well, we could do that. We could do it. So everybody went to their secret hiding places and found their bottle of wine. And through the night, there was a constant flow of people down the steps into the basement where the priest lived. And they were all emptying their bottle into the big wine keg. And the next day was a celebration unlike any they had had in years. The people gathered together and they got him by the arms and they led him down the steps to the cellar. And they said, go over there and knock on the keg. No point doing that, it's empty. Go on, Father John. Knock on the keg. He said, I'm telling you, that barrel's been empty for years. Father John, have some faith. Go knock on the barrel. Father John walked over to the big old wine keg. Tapped around, tapped all the way to the top. The hollow sound was gone. It was full. He was overjoyed. To him, that was a miracle. And so he said, everybody get your wine glasses. I have been so blessed today. I want to share this blessing with you. Everybody cheered and were very festive and got their glasses and they walked over the big old wine keg and Father John turned the tap and out came water. See, everybody thought, I've only salvaged just a few bottles of wine. And anyway, my one bottle of water mixed with all that other wine will never be noticed. How often do we do that in our faith? We bring our little bottle of water, hoping it's never noticed among the bottles of wine, and then we complain about the result. Lord, we only have 5 loaves, 2 fishes. What in the world do you expect of us? Bring it to me. I'll bless you. I'll multiply. And you'll see miracles. God still wants to do miracles today. It's a miracle when we receive communion. If you come by faith, if you expect with all of your heart to meet Jesus when you take the bread and the cup. When you bring the only little bit that you have and you let Him bless it and change it into something wonderful. That's what we do when we worship. Bring it to Jesus. Let us pray. Gracious Father, we're always making excuses about why we can't do this and why we can't do that in the life of the church and in our own personal faith. If we don't have anything specific to complain about, we say, well, we're only human, Lord. What do you expect of us? Well, Father, you expect a lot of us. You sent your Son as a promise to do great things. May we bring what we have and who we are to Jesus, that He may bless us, that we might see miracles in our lives and in our church and in our world, because we bring everything to Jesus to be blessed.
We pray this in His holy name. Amen.